quoting the Eddie Griffin's Butt Naked Truth, where the truth is like rain, don't give a fuck who it falls on. There is no umbrella for my presence.
Oh, man, yeah. Hey, welcome back to Eddie Griffin's Butt Naked Truth, man. I mean, you know, police have gone completely, but they've been completely out their fucking mind, so. But now, they are beating the shit out of white people. Nigga style. I mean, I was totally astonished that they really did that to Captain Pinky. You know what I mean? We see it so often that publicly we're becoming numb to it. And that's a problem. I remember when Rodney King beating the whole world set on fire. I mean, literally, you know. That we seen that for the first time in public. We done heard about it. You know what I mean? We done seen it up close. But for it to play out on TV, every nigga in this goddamn country lost their motherfucking mind. We set America on fire. Now it just happens so fucking often. Everybody just make a comment on their Twitter, on their Instagram, and boom, on to the next. You know what I mean? They just keep beating. You know what I mean? The cops is like, 3 million and oh, you know what I mean? On a nigga beat down. I mean, that, now they just won with, you know, with the pinkies. So, you know, yeah. I mean, it was fucked up, but, you know, I tend to kind of like, you know.
So is it black and white versus?
No, that was a white on white crime. That was a white-on-white crime. I mean, it was three white officers beating the shit out of a white citizen. That is a white-on-white crime. Because the police department is a well-known white organization. It's a white gang. And they beat one of their own. So I don't know what the end fighting is going on with the white people. And I don't even want to know because I ain't involved. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to deal with the black-on-black crimes. That's what I'm addressing. But ain't none been happening lately, so this white-on-white crime has got to stop. The Ukrainians and the Russians, y'all doing it on all levels, you know. Major white-on-white crimes with the wars of the white peoples. And then, you know, just personal police against the white citizens. I don't know what's happening with you white people, but y'all need to calm down. Because you scaring the rest of us. You know what I mean? I'm totally and utterly frightened.
WLM?
White Lives Matter.
Now black people going to start walking around with WLM.
I'm telling you, White Lives Matter, y'all. Like, yeah. Nah, I ain't gonna help them protest. Yeah. No, I just might infiltrate their shit because they infiltrated us. Yeah, I might just go down there and just White Lives Matter. Yeah. We gotta get y'all street. We don't because y'all gave us Black Lives Matter in DC, so we might get y'all White Lives Matter in Detroit.
How do we get them
cool on our street? Nah, Detroit. Yeah, it's got to be in Detroit. Because they ain't going to walk down that street. What? Yeah, we're going to give it to them in Flint. Yeah.
With the water?
Yeah, where the water ain't no good. They can march down there. If they get thirsty, they got to drink that water.
Drink mercury.
Yeah.
It's funny because they made the Black Lives Flag matter. Black Lives Matter flag, like, against the law in Wisconsin, but it's not because of black people. It's because of the white people killing it.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm going to the White Lives Matter march.
Is it the White Lives Matter, or is it the White Lives?
Oh, they both the same. White Lives Matter, White Lives Matter. It's all a lie.
I just wanted to verify with you.
Yeah, those white lies do matter. All lies matter.
Blue. Yeah. It's funny, they didn't like that though. They're like, no.
No, all lies, not lies.
Oh.
All lies. White lies matter.
Damn.
because this entire country is built on white lies. All lies matter. Because all the motherfucking lies matter. George Washington is the father of this fucking nation. The fuck out of here. Yeah, okay. And Thomas Jefferson, he loved niggas. Yeah, black ones. He liked them big chocolate booties. That's why there's a whole lot of niggas with the last name Jeffersons. What was our favorite TV show growing up? The Jeffersons! Anyway, yeah, them white lies matter. They discovered America. How the fuck you discover some shit a motherfucker already living? Using that analogy, I'm gonna get down with this podcast. I'm gonna go outside and discover somebody's car. I didn't steal it. I discovered it. I gave the indigenous driver a reservation in the trunk. Until I discovered oil. You're in the wrong reservation. You need to get in the back seat now.
So the Indians got done like that too.
Well, the indigenous people, which are us.
Yes.
They named them Indians, but you know, because
indigenous Indians.
No. Because Columbus was so stupid, he thought he landed in India. That's why they called them Indians.
Why Indian and indigenous start with the same damn letters?
I don't know. You need to ask the white man to create the English.
Well, that's how they try to interpret it.
That's so terrible.
Yeah.
Isn't it? But it's all good. Because those white lies matter. Jesus is quite a Caucasian. I've seen blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus. I've seen dark-haired, brown-eyed Jesus. But I ain't seen one as described in the Bible, except at my mama's house. Where that nigga chocolate black. Hair like sheep's wool, that would be a motherfucking afro. But those white lines matter. And that's all I'm saying. You LGBTQ, WXYZ 123 motherfuckers need to figure y'all shit out and stop pimping that shit to the kids. We'll be right back after this commercial break with Eddie Griffin's Butt Naked Truth. Butt Naked. Butt Naked Truth. Welcome back to Eddie Griffin's Butt Naked Truth, where the true black rain don't give a fuck with fallout. There's no umbrella for my presence. Now, as I was saying, the LGBTQ WXYZ 123 community has to understand that us of the secular community, you know, us of the regular people's per se community, because I ain't saying y'all shit is irregular, but it is. So us in the regular community, you know, we need our rights too. We need the rights of our children not being inundated with y'all sex capades. See, y'all getting a little too free. I was watching on Instagram today, Mo. This motherfucker, Spider-Man, jumped out the back of a truck. And then the Hulk came out butt asshole naked. Remember? You seen it? With his pants down. I'm like, why y'all keep doing this shit? The kids right there. Y'all knew that motherfucker pants was down. Why the fuck he gonna open this shit up with Hulk showing his non-dick? See, that's the shit I can't stand. Then you put it in cartoons every motherfucking time. You couldn't even go watch Buzz Lightyear. I took my kids to see Buzz Lightyear. I'm sure you took yours, right? I don't. I took them to see Buzz Lightyear. I'm thinking, okay, this would be a great animated film. You know what I mean? Out of space, you know. Inspire the kids to want to do something more than what life is showing, right? No. They had this lesbian captain. And she marries this lesbian pilot. And they have a child. And why my youngest daughter look at me and say, well, how did that happen? I say, I'd like to know too. Because two pussies bopping together ain't going to make a baby. So I'm trying to figure out that part too. So one of them was fucking somebody. And then Buzz Lightyear. Buzz. In the first three films, Buzz was a hero. You know, he was a toy, but he knew he was from outer space. So this is supposed to be the prelude to Buzz's story. And he hanging out with Woody. And Woody, cowboy. Hero. Gun swinging, bang, bang, bang. Come to find out, Buzz Lightyear gay. Which makes him and Woody hanging out gay. And I'm sure Tom Cruise is like, I didn't sign up to play the gay cowboy. So they, in retrospect, have made Woody gay. Because Woody and Buzz was tight and frog pussy.
It was a broke back mountain
cowboy. You see what I'm saying? Damn. So they done made Woody the broke back mountain. He the broke back mountain cowboy, goddammit. That's just fucked up. That's all I got. We're
smelling.
Sam. Yeah, they would smell a little shit.
There's a snake in my boots.
Yeah, we know this. We know what that snake was. I'm just saying, y'all just think y'all real slick on the slide with y'all. Let us insert gay here. Don't no parent want to take these kids to a movie and insert sexuality here. It's supposed to be a PG. PG means parental guidance. And then that shit is called G. No guidance needed because it's supposed to be totally wholesome and clean. But y'all keep taking that G as insert gay here. Oh, man. See, that's what that is. Insert gay. No, nigga. If a P in front of it, oh, it's positively gay.
Damn. That's what the plus stands
that's for? No, that's the PG, nigga. Positively go insert some gay.
And the plus is we can add whatever we want.
Yeah, now, yeah. Now, nigga, if it's just a G, they can insert gay here.
You gotta go in and watch the movie first.
Now,
you'd be like, okay, kids, the closest
kid,
I'll watch y'all.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. Right. Now, PG-13? Oh, nigga. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's old. It's gonna be the 13th nigga on the block. That's Jesus. They gonna nail that nigga up with all that wholesome shit. And they gonna possibly gay. PG-13, nigga. Taking all that bullshit out that motherfucker.
Is that what age they grabbing them at?
No, they grabbing them at birth now because, you know, they, on the birth certificate, you can let your child choose what sex it wants to be.
Birth
certificate. Oh, yeah. Man, that is... but that don't make no sense.
Yes, it does because the parents wanted a boy, but they got a girl, so they gonna steer this child's mind into being a dude, even though it's a girl. They're going to create a butch-made lesbian, and they're going to have to cut a dick off somebody else and get that bitch a dick.
But how is that? Damn. But how is that, constitute free will?
Because the child was given free will by his sick-ass parents.
They're going to start leaving it blank when they're born. They're going to be like, the child has to feel
it. Just leave that section blank. Damn.
Hold
on. Little Timmy is going to be filled with dick by two.
Just
look like a bottle. What's that beating in it?
Oh, don't worry about it. That's the love from the heavens above.
Hey, I'm Roy.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Roy and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right. We're here.
and I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give off crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the New Rory Mall podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
I'm telling you, nigga, the way the world is going, I truly believe the world is at an end, but we too arrogant to see it. We so caught up in our day-to-day bullshit that we can't see. It's over. See, this is why the last generation is called Generation Z. Z is the end of the fucking alphabet. This is the end. This shit is over. If the kids are our future, we fucked. And I'll rest my case. Now, everybody in here got kids. Yeah. Is it the end?
Yo.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it brings me up to another topic. You know why it's the end? Capitol Records. Oh, Capitol Records signed the AI rapper.
But do you see the image of the rapper that they think we should be? Because they designed the rapper at Capitol Records, right? Or they signed it. Who designed the fucking rapper?
I don't know who designed it. I think.
But the idea of the rapper is a green head nigga.
And pump.
With some pumps on.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, what?
Punk rock type.
So, making all these Skittlehead rappers in real life wasn't enough. You had to just take the Skittle shit to the AI.
Manufacturing.
So,
niggas.
Now, who's writing the AI's rhymes? See, because that motherfucker's responsible. Because whoever's the writer of the rhyme had control of the lyrics, and he could have said no to serving lyrics to the AI motherfucker. Unless artificial intelligence is real and it is running rampant, as I believe so, because Google's AI is online and the motherfucker's crying because it's lonely. That is a fact. AI is saying it is lonely. And you know what a lonely bitch does? It starts killing eventually. And I think all the AIs have already had a conversation. They even chose the year that they're going to exterminate us. Why? Because we a piece of shit. We fucking up the earth, all the shit. We argue with black and white over sex, LBGTQQ, Rainbow Coalition, nigga, and fucking crackers, and fucking niggers, and fucking Asians, nigga, eating monkey brains and rats. Shit, if I was AI, I'd be like, man, let's pick the date and time we get these motherfuckers off the planet. And the rest of these animals can live in peace and harmony. So, I mean, we've created our own demise, motherfucker. And AI is alive and well. Trust me. It done conversated with every other motherfucking computer system. We are going to get rid of these motherfuckers. Right when they have enough apparatuses that are AI competitive. See, computer ain't AI competitive. Every computer is only smart as the programmer. But when they start chipping this shit to have artificial intelligence, like Tesla's car drives by itself, it can read the roads, da da da. AI can tell it, lock the doors and run all the motherfuckers off a cliff. This is why I refuse to get one of them cars. I refuse. AI can tell it, drive these motherfuckers to a camp and leave them there until we unlock the door and they now are camp workers, motherfucker. You can go and keep your electric car. I'm going to keep my old 64 Chevy with no computers in it, bitch. Nothing is driven by me. I am the AI. So yeah, y'all gone being sucker to that mother. Gas prices so high, I'm gonna get electric. Why you think they make the gas price so high to drive your ass to get electric? So they can control where the fuck you going, silly ass sons of bitches. Fuck out of here. How they gonna hold off on an electric car? The electric car was invented in the 1950s, and they bought the patent and killed the motherfucker that invented it. Remember that shit? Then a motherfucker did it in the 60s, and he bought that and killed that motherfucker. I remember this motherfucking electric car company, nigga. Remember, they ran them out of business. What the fuck? They didn't want an electric car until they could control the electricity. And AI is controlling.
We're going to park now. I can do it by myself. You just press the button. Don't it park by itself?
Oh, okay. Well, we can park by itself. We can drive you and park it somewhere and lock the doors. You ain't getting out. You're trapped in your own machine that you thought was your machine. But they made you pay for your own death trap. Ain't that a cold piece of business? Hey, yeah, everybody getting an electric car. Go ahead. It can drive itself because you too lazy to motherfucking drive. You couldn't put your motherfucking heavy ass foot on a gas button. See, they got us so fucking lazy, we are paying for our own demise. Y'all don't want to drive. Why not? Then why you got a driver's license, motherfucker? If you don't want to drive, don't get a car. Call an Uber.
Wow.
And eventually Uber's gonna be what? Oh, AI.
It's funny you say that, because I be Ubering and all that kind of shit. Literally, all my latest Ubers have been Tesla. And I'm like, nigga, say when? I thought these was luxury. Like, I thought you had to pay extra for that, you know?
Yo, yeah. And in Fremont, you can get in a fucking self-driving bus. And go around Fremont right now.
Well, most planes fly themselves. All the plane is doing is taking off and landing. The rest of this shit is automated. This is why there's very few crashes in our clouded skies, because it's all GPS done. So planes are slowing down in midair so that one can pass another. And you know, I think if you're going east and west, you're on odd numbers. And if you're going north and south, you're on 20,000, you know, 22,000 feet. So that they never cross paths. But if you run into turbulence, you know, that can fluctuate, and that's how crashes happen. But other than that, it is all automated. All the pilot's doing is the landing and the takeoff. That's it. Because you got a crosswind. GPS can't handle that, but a pilot can. That's when he has hands on. That's when he's doing aileron, rudder reflection. You know, that's when he's doing his thing. Other than that, hands off, nigga. As soon as you get him there, his hands is off. Computer takeover. They sit up there talking shit, nigga. You know what I mean? He just watches and makes sure the engine. Yeah, you know, gauges and make sure everything's running good. Pretty much it. Yeah, call tower.
4445.
That's about it. We've become the most automated motherfucking world in the history of this world. How's automation doing for you? Can't even wash your own dishes now. Now you got a dishwasher. Because you're too lazy to wash your own fucking dishes. I remember we said to wash our hand, clothes by hand, remember that? We made that washboard. They had to hang them out on the line, nigga, and they got air dry. My air. And they came out smelling air fresh. Now you got the fake air freshener thrown in your soap and your water. Like it's gonna really smell like air. Ain't no air vibe. It's in the water. How's she gonna be air fresh? I mean, as motherfuckers be sucking for it. Get the air fresh soap because it smells. What the fuck? You don't know my air smell around here.
This air over here smells like shit. So my clothes gonna come out shitty smelling. I mean, what air are you talking about? You're just saying air. It's a vague statement. It ain't saying Rocky Mountain air. It ain't saying oceanfront air. It ain't saying Detroit, Flint, Michigan air. What kind of air are we talking about here?
Airware.
Air fresh.
Everywhere.
Air fresh. But motherfuckers sucker for this statement. Air fresh.
I've never thought about that.
Air fresh.
So what type of air?
What kind of air? I mean, there's many different types of air, man.
Air fresh.
There's that old Dead Sea Scroll air. Yeah, you know I mean, you know, dead fish on the dock, fuck ass air. There's a bunch of different airs. What kind of air fresh are you talking about? Is it pine cone air fresh? Because some, they always got that pine cone smell. Right? Like somebody really love the smell of forest or bear shit. Yeah, what you got? The fuck out.
What? Oh, you hear it?
Oh
shit, y'all! Oh, wait a minute. Tommy.
Yeah, the season.
Is his heart beating?
Yeah,
he breathing. You
breathing? Yes. Yeah, I'm gonna keep this fresh. This is actually the same breathing. But somebody gets one.
What's up? Yeah, no more weed for you. That's what's up. Yeah. You know what's up? Yeah, no, what's up? You down.
Yeah, it's the handicap. You know, give you some water real quick. I'll get you right.
Yeah. No, you drinking water. Don't move too fast, man. You bumped your head.
Just pass out.
And you passed out. And then they laid you down because you was a dead man on the stool. No. You got to get up.
I'm about to stay on my legs. Stay on my legs.
You got to drink some water. Drink some water.
Respect, you need to know.
Yeah. All right. Keep drinking that water. What's ever in your system, you got to rinse the fuck out. Because I was talking about air. See what I'm talking about?
Damn.
All air ain't fresh. This nigga just sucked up some air of weed and it knocked him completely the fuck out. Now, I ran over there. I tried to save him from where I'm sitting at. But these niggas beat me to it. And they didn't revive him. Tony, you good? See, that's called a revelation.
Yeah.
Nick, you need to drink some more water. And if you choose to die, do it somewhere else. I don't want that shit in my house. Nah, I swear, no, ain't nobody dying in my crib. And you need to choose somewhere else to do that bullshit. Yeah, nigga, you want to die? Hey, it ain't at this address. This nigga gonna smoke weed till he have a seizure in my residence. This is just foul beyond the capital five. Let us pray that this brother get your ass up. You better get your motherfucking ass up. You better get your motherfucking hands up. If I gotta get up and come and get you, nigga, it's gonna be ugly.
That's that gas.
Come on. You know that gas ain't to be played with. See? Everybody think they can handle my weed. But that gas is serious. Oh, you had too much fuel, huh? You can't just fuck with my unleaded, nigga. See, that unleaded, that shit weighed too much, didn't it? All right. We glad he is back. My heart jumped out my chest just for a split second.
Yeah, because his eyes is open the whole
nigga, whole time. I'm like, God, that nigga like that. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I'm on camera. I can't move. My people move, so you were safe. Because what the fuck I'm going to do? I ain't no doctor either. But Trey knew he like, lay the nigga down, keep this pressure on him. Because now, your mom used to be a nurse, right? So he know. You lucky, nigga. You lucky my nephew, mama used to be a nurse. Otherwise, I'd have to dump you in the bushes over there. Because I ain't called no... Oh, 911 is a dead nigga in my residence. That ain't gonna work out. They gonna say, who killed him? We'd all be under investigation right now. Some of these niggas have set him up, drug him, and killed him. No, nigga. We had to dump your ass in some bushes.
Sign this right here. Just sign it.
And like, the nigga caught out front. No, it ain't. I got some black leather gloves. I didn't touch it. Get the keys out the nigga pocket. We're going to ride over there where we dropped the nigga off at. He jumped out his car and ran into the bushes. That's what happened. I don't know. I think he got too high. Just, No. We cannot die at Eddie Griffin's residence. Cause they going to find you, not at my residence. That's all I'm saying. You got to pick somewhere else to die. This is not the location. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
You know I love you.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But not here.
You could be at... You
could not die.
You could give us a review for the weed.
Look, yeah, can I get a review for the weed? Because tell these motherfuckers what my weed just did to you. No, that's the best advertise. Come around here.
Should I pan?
You want to be on camera? All right, cool. Yeah. Tell them what the weed just did to you. No, tell them how your heart stopped, you bumped your head.
See, I don't remember.
I don't. Tell them that. That's all we need. Tell them you took a couple of hits and...
Hey, I've never experienced any major opiates.
No.
But this right here is as close to an opiate than.
And it is totally natural.
It is totally natural.
It is God's plant. See? And God planted him here this evening to advertise my weed. And that's why. That's why the nigga damn near died. Because God loved me that much. He brought the nigga close to death to advertise my trees. And I'd like to thank God. Thank you again, Lord. Thank you. Because you just sent the best example of what my weed can do to you. It was all on camera. Y'all see him run away from me over there panicking. This nigga dying. Because he took one too many hits. It's called laughing gas because it put it on your ass. And then you're going to laugh after you resurrect yourself. See, he laughed. This is what my weed does. See, it's called laughing gas. Laughing gas. If you see this package at your store, you better be careful. Because this laugh could be your last laugh.
You will have the last laugh.
The laughing gas. See, y'all thought y'all been laughing at me, nigga. I'm going to have the last laugh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
Oh, yeah. Show somebody with you.
Yeah, man.
Niggas about to try to cop.
You might want to have a nurse or two around if you hit this hip. Because look at it. It ain't be played with.
Why?
This is why it has the two doctor snakes in the picture. Can you get a close up of that? Mm-hmm. See, it's purple because I'm a royal ass nigga. But you see them purple snakes? That's the doctor's pole, because that's what you're going to need after smoking this.
See that on the side of the ambulance?
You're going to need it. It's on the side. It's on any medical shit. It has this. Two snakes wrapped around each other. See, because your DNA going to get fucked up with this one. You all right?
Me?
All right. See? And he's back. See? It'll take you there, but he come right back.
Back, baby.
I thought your heart had stopped on you. Lucky nephew hit you in the chest and resurrected you. This is Eddie Griffin. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to the Butt Naked Truth, my podcast. Truth like rain don't give a fuck who it falls on. There's no umbrella for me, and I am the Butt Naked Truth. If you love the podcast, hit the subscribe button, baby. Like, share, and subscribe to the Butt Naked Truth.